It's good to be here this morning. It's good to see everyone here. Now, talk about counting your blessings. There's a lot of things that we should be thankful for, and we should never forget that. Even if we're having a bad day, stop having a bad day and try to think of the good things. If you would, open with me to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Start at the very first. Psalm 1. Starts and says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and wheresoever he doth shall prosper." Starts by saying, blessed is the man. And that goes for you ladies too. Blessed are we that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Sometimes it's hard for us to see where we're going in this life. Sometimes it's hard for us to know what the right way is. Sometimes it's just hard to see it. Well, in our natural life, if it's hard to see, what do we want to do? We want to shine some light out, don't we? We want to see where we're going. We like to see where we're going. I tell you, at night, walking around in the house, I like to see where I'm going. I'll lose a toe if I don't, right? We like to see. Well, in Psalm 119, 105, the psalmist writes, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If we want to see where we're going, if we want the pathway to be lit, to know the right way to go, we need to live according to thus saith the Lord, according to his word. Because the psalmist would say, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, showing me where I am, showing where my pathway is, and a light unto my path, showing where I need to go, the right way to go." So in this Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." That's in the darkness. There's already enough darkness in this world. We don't need to add to it. Let us walk in the light. And how we do that? Verse 2 in Psalm 1. "But his delight is the law of the Lord." It says his delight. Is his word your delight today? If not, brothers and sisters, let's try to read more. Let's try to glean more from his word. Read more. Avail ourselves to it more and more each and every day. Let it become more and more precious to us. This life is dark. Our way sometimes is dreary. Let's have his light upon us. But he says, "But his delight is the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night." We need to have it with us more and more. Need to have his light. Real quick, let's turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 12. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." the light of light. Now, these are red letters in my Bible. We want to pay attention to those. We need to pay attention to all of them. But I like it, this being red. This is the Lord talking. The Word, the very Word of God that was made flesh and dwelt among us, spake, I am the light of the world. This world, like I said earlier, it's a dark place. Sometimes it's hard for us to see. But the Lord told us, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Brothers and sisters, if we find ourselves in darkness, if we don't know which way to go, if we don't see the light, brothers and sisters, we need to turn back to the one who gives light, the one who is the light of this world. We need to turn back to Him. That's one of the fastest ways to find out, am I in the right way? Can you see? Can we see? His Word gives us guidance. His Word is the words to live by. It's how we need to model our life after. Let it be our delight to do His law. Let it be our delight to read His Word, to study it, to learn from it, so we can walk in the right path. But also with the light, the Lord also told us to let our light shine. Did He not? Let our light shine. Well, if the Lord is the light, I need to be reflecting that light out. Now, I love the analogy of the child of God is like the moon. I think I've used that before. You know, the moon, it has its beauty at night when it's full and you can see all the different reflective lights on it, the dark spots and the light spots. But you remove that light and what is it? It's a lifeless rock full of dust and craters and holes and scarred by things flying into it and craters. Not much beauty there. But when the sun is shining on it, that's when the beauty comes out. Dear child of God, when God's light is being reflected off of us, people see that. That's when they can see the beauty. In Matthew chapter 5, I know I'm jumping around, but y'all try to stay with me. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, the Lord said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to be shining that light out more. But I've already read to you where the light is. How we can get the light, how we can see the light, how we can be in it. Walking in His statutes, reading His Word, meditating upon it day and night, keeping it close. Because this is a dark world. We need to be a shining beacon. If we're walking in the light, if we see the light, if we have the light of the Lord shining upon us, brothers and sisters, share it. We don't want to hide it under a bushel, keep it to ourselves. We want to share it. That's the great thing about a reflector. You know, it has no light of its own. But when you shine a light on it, it shines right back. That's how we need to be. Lord, shining upon you, brothers and sisters, shine it out. Let others see it. They could get some benefit from it. We can be a benefit to others around us. He says, verse 15 in Matthew chapter 5, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, where it's up, where the light can shine forth. And it says, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. That's where the benefit is. so we can see. You know, as a father, it's my responsibility to shine that light out for my household so I can teach my children the right way, so I can give light to the house. I'm so thankful that the Lord has touched my heart to know that I can know Him. So I want to share that. I want to share that out. You know, that's the best thing about the gospel. The gospel is the good news. Why would we have good news and keep it bottled up inside? Share it with somebody. If they reject it, move on to the next. There's some in this world that have don't care anything for it. Well, like I said, if they reject it, move on. Go to the next. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to be reflecting that light out. Back in Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." The one that doesn't want to be among the number of the ungodly. You see, you're in the light. Don't walk in the darkness. Stay in the light. "Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night." Keep it fresh on our mind. Keep that light close to us. Verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." You ever seen during a drought? I'm a land surveyor. I'm out in the woods a lot. So during a drought, even the driest parts, sometimes we'll go to a creek or a river. You see those trees that are close to that water. They're flourishing. They're fine. They've got plenty of water. Everything else is dry around it, but by the rivers of water, that's where we can have it. He says it'll be a tree, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So there's benefits to having that knowledge, to reading His Word, meditating upon it day and night. In verse 4, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." We want to be planted by those rivers of water. We want to be stand firm. Verse 5, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Brothers and sisters, if we have been blessed to see that light, if we've been blessed, if the Lord has quickened our spirit within us, given us His Spirit, given us His light, brothers and sisters, it's our duty and our privilege to share it with others so we can be a beacon, so we can be a benefit to those around us. It'll help our households, help our families, help our churches, help our communities. That's how we need to live our life. Reflecting His light out so others can see. But not for our benefit, you know, not for our glory. We want them to glorify our Father which is in heaven, the one who give us the light. So he says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." There's already too much ungodliness in this world. There's already too much evil around us. It's not very hard to find it. Our very sin nature, it comes out so often. It's so readily available. It's always around. This flesh is my closest foe. So I want to walk in the light where I can see. I want to keep His Word close so I can read His Word. Let it be a guiding influence in my life. And that's the thing. When I was younger, it's just my life, I thought, you know, just that's me. But now I'm married, I have a child, I have another one on the way. I need to be a guiding influence in their life. I don't want to fail in that aspect. I want to stay in the light, and give light to my household. Because the Lord's blessed me with it. And if I want more of it, I need to give it away. The more light I shine out, the more love I show forth, the more I'll receive. So let us be like that moon. Let's shine that light out. Another point about the moon. When it's full, the world is not in the way. When the world gets between you and the light, that's when there's darkness. So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. If we want to know the right way to go, read his word. Let it be the ruling influence in our life. God's ways are always right. If I'm telling you something, it could be right, but then again, I could be mistaken. But if you read his word, there are no errors. It's an inerrant word of God. I heard so many times some people talking in the world about, I wish there was a manual for life. It's right here. I wish there was a manual for marriage. It's right here. Here's a big one. I wish there was a manual for children. I found it. It's right here. There's so much in his word. Let's avail ourselves to it. And if you say, well, Brother Kenneth, I haven't found, you know, what I'm looking for. Keep looking. Keep searching. Here's a faithful saying. You get more out if you put more in. Right? If we dive more into it, meditate upon it day and night. Try to read it more often. Brothers and sisters, we'll get more out. We'll receive more blessings from it. I know that's true because I've seen it. I've experienced it. You know, when you just flip over and read a verse, well, I've read my Bible, close it, set it down, check the box, done that today, go about my day, and never give another thought about it. You may have checked that box, but are we walking in that light? Are we keeping it with us? Let us keep the word of God close. Let us esteem his words highly. And let that light shine. And when given opportunity, brothers and sisters, shine it forth so we can be a blessing to someone else. Thank you for your kind attention. May the Lord bless you.